Parshas Miketz. Vayehi Miketz Shinosayim Yomim. It happened at the end of 2 years. At the end of 2 years, meaning that Yosef was supposed to be in jail for 10 years, but since he relied on the Sar HaMashkim, he was punished that he had to remain an extra 2 years in jail. And the Pasuk is saying that this happened at the end of the extra 2 years that Yosef was sentenced to be in jail, which in essence means at the end of 12 years of Yosef being in jail. Ufaroi choylem, and Paroi had a dream. Vihine oimed al hayor, and behold, Paroi was standing by the Nile. The Nile was called a yor, a man-made canal, even though it was a river, because many man-made canals were dug from the fields to the Nile, because there was not enough rainwater in Mitzrayim, so they had to rely on the water of the Nile to irrigate the fields. They used to dig man-made canals from their fields to the Nile. This way, when the Nile will overflow, it would irrigate their fields. That's why the river of the Nile was called Ya'or, a man-made canal. Vihine min ha-Ya'or, and behold, from the Nile, Olois came out Sheva Parois, 7 cows, that were Yefois Mare, good-looking ones, Uvriois Bosor, and healthy flesh, Vater Eno Ba'ochu, and they grazed in the swamp. We will see later that Yosef will interpret the dream of the seven good cows referring to the 7 good years. And Lechora, that's the pshat why it says Vater Eno Ba'ochu, they were grazing in the swamps. These good cows were even becoming healthier by eating more, corresponding to the good years that will be overflowing in goodness, just like the cows who were eating from the swamps. Behine sheva poris acheros, and behold, there were 7 other cows, oiles acharehem min hayor, coming after them from the Nile, rois mare vidakos basar, but these were bad-looking ones and thin-fleshed, vatamoidno etzel haporis asvas hayor, and these bad cows stood next to the good cows at the edge of the Nile. Vatoichalno haporis, rois hamare vidakos habosar, and the bad-looking cows and the thin-fleshed cows ate a sheva haporis yefois hamare v'habriyos, the 7 good-looking and healthy cows. Vayikatz Paroi, and Paroi woke up. So basically, Paroi's first dream was that there were 7 good cows, 7 bad cows, and the bad cows ate the good cows. Vayishon vayachalim shenis, and Paroi went to sleep again and had a second dream. Vihine sheva shibolim, and behold, there were 7 ears, oilois bekona echod, coming out of 1 stalk, berios v'toivois, healthy and good ones. Vihine sheva shibolim, and then there were another 7 ears, dakois, that were thin, ushdufois kadim, ones that were beaten by the eastern wind, soimchois acharehen, growing after them, growing after the 7 good ones. Vatevlano hashibolim hadakois, eis sheva hashibolim habrios v'hamaleos, and the thin stalks, the thin ears, swallowed the 7 good ones and the 7 full ones. Vayikas Paroi vihine chaloim, and Paroi woke up vihine chaloim, and his dream was finished. It was ready to be interpreted. If you notice in Pasuk Dalet, when the Pasuk speaks about the bad cows eating the good cows, it says the number 7 only by the good cows. Vatachalno haporois rois hamar vidakas habosor eis sheva haporois yefois hamar v'habrios. The bad cows, without a number, ate the 7 good cows. And so we find also in Pasuk Zion concerning the shibolim. Vativlano hashibolim hadakois, and the thin shibolim swallowed eis sheva hashibolim habrios v'hamaleos, the 7 shibolim that were healthy and full. Again, it only states the number 7 concerning the good ears, but not concerning the bad ones. Why does it say it in that way? L'chora, we can answer this according to the Braisa in Masechta Sota. The Braisa says that the 7 good years happened consecutively, Ritzufim. They were 7 good years, one after the next. But concerning the 7 bad years, the first 2 bad years happened right away, right after the 7 good years. But when Yaakov came to Mitzrayim after the 2 bad years, the hunger ended, and the 5 remaining bad years only took place many years later. That is why when the Pasuk speaks about the bad eating the good, or the bad swallowing the good, it does not mention the number 7 concerning the bad, because it was 2 years of hunger that caused the Mitzrayim to forget about the 7 years of plenty. So that's why the pasuk does not say seven bad cows swallowed seven good, because the two bad ones were enough to make them forget about the seven good years. And that's why both in pasuk Dalet and in pasuk Zion it does not mention the number seven. We can also answer with this brisa a diak in pasuk Hey. The pasuk says concerning the shibalim, it says the good shibalim were oilois bekana echad, going up in one stalk, Bereas v'tayvais. But concerning the seven bad stalks, it does not say oilois bekana echad. It just says v'hinei sheva shibalim dakois ushtufais kadim soimchais acharehen. It does not mention oilois bekana echad. According to the Braisa in Masechta Sota, it's very good, because Oilois Bekona Echad is referring to the fact that the seven good years were consecutive, Ritzufais, one after the next. That's why the Sheva Shibalim were Oilois Bekona Echad. They happened together. But since the seven bad years were not consecutive, 2 years happened right away, and 5 years happened years later, that's why the Pasuk does not say Oilois Bekona Echad by the seven bad Shibalim. And it was in the morning, and Paro's spirits were agitating him. He wanted to know the interpretation of this dream. And he sent, and he called, all the magicians of Mitzrayim. Chartume literally meaning char, the ones who heat up, tume, the bones of dead people. By heating up the bones of dead people, they are able to tell what the future will bring, to find out through the mason, through the dead people, what the future holds. He also called all the wise people of Mitzrayim. By Saper Paroi Lohem is Chaloimoi, and Paroi related to them his dream. Vein Poiser Oisam Lefaroi, and there was no interpreter for them to Paroi. Rashi says that the Chartume Mitzrayim did offer an interpretation. They did say what the dream meant, but it was not Lefaroi. Paroi was not satisfied and did not have peace of mind with their interpretation. They said that you will have seven daughters and bury seven daughters. But this did not give keres ruach and peace of mind to Paroi. Why not? Sifsei Chacham explains that usually when a leader, a Paroi, has a dream, he dreams about the welfare of the nation, not about his private, personal life. Therefore, when he had a dream and they said it meant that he will have seven daughters and bury seven daughters, that did not satisfy him because that was a private personal dream. Maskal David explains the reason why Paroi did not like that interpretation, because it did not really fit with the details of the dream. The details of the dream said that the seven bad cows would swallow the seven good cows. If he had seven daughters and seven daughters would die, why is it necessary to show in the dream that seven bad cows swallowed seven good cows? He could have had seven good cows, and the seven good cows would die. Why was it necessary for there to be seven bad cows in the dream? And therefore he did not like their interpretation. Another diak that there is in the pasuk says, Vayisaper Paroi Lohem es chaloi moi. Paroi related to them his dream, Lashon Yachid, singular, Vein Poiser Oisam Lefaroi, and there was no interpreter for them, Lashon Rabim Leparoi. Why does the pasuk start off B'Lashon Yachid and end B'Lashon Rabim? Hemikdover, the Netziv, explains that Paroi really felt that these two dreams had a connection, and maybe they were really only one dream. That's why Vayisaper Paroi Lohem es Chaloimoi, Paroi related to them his dream, singular, because he thought it was one dream. Vein Poiser Oisam Lefaroi, there was no interpreter for them, Lefaroi, because when the Chartume Mitzrayim interpreted the dream, they felt that it was two dreams, and that's why it says a Lashon Rabim concerning them. Vayidaber Sar HaMashkim es Paroi Lemor, and the Sar HaMashkim spoke to Paroi saying, Es Chato'ai, my sins, ani mazkir hayoim, I am mentioning today. What is the Lashon Rabim, Chato'ai, my sins? Some of us may explain, it is referring to one sin that he sinned to Paroi, that a fly was found in his cup. And the second sin, which he sinned to Yosef, by not telling Paroi right away that Yosef was in jail for no reason. Paroi kotzav al avodov. Paroi got angry at his servants. Vayitein oisi b'mishmar beis sar ha-tavochim. And he placed me in jail, the jail that was run by the sar ha-tavochim, the head of the butchers. Oisi ve'eis sar ha-oifim. I was put in jail together with the sar ha-oifim. Vanachal mochaloim b'layla echor anivahu. And I and the Sar Ha'oifim had a dream on the same night. Ish kefisron chalomai chalomnu. We each dreamt a dream that was similar in the details, like the interpretation which Yosef will give later on. Bisham itanu, and with us there was Nar Ivri Eved, Nar, a youth, Ivri, and Ivri, Eved l'sar ha'tabochim, somebody who was the slave of the sar ha'tabochim. Rashi explains that the good of the Rishoyim are never complete. The sar ha'mashkim, when he finally mentioned Yosef's name to Paray, he mentioned his name in a demeaning manner. Nar, a youth, which is gematria shoita, a fool. Ivri, he doesn't even know our language. Eved l'sar ha'tabochim, a slave to the sar ha'tabochim. And in the constitution of Mitzrayim it states that an Eved can never become a leader. So this person is really a nobody. V'nasaper loy, and we related to him our dream. V'yifta lonu es chalom esenu, and he interpreted to us our dreams. Ish kachalom eposor, each person according to his dream, he interpreted their dream. V'yihi kasha posa lonu kein hoya, and the way he interpreted the dreams, so did happen. Oisi heshev al kani, I was returned by Paroi to my position. V'oisoi solo, and the sar ha'ifim was hung. V'yishlach Paroi v'yikru es Yosef, and Paroi sent and called to Yosef. V'yiritzuhu min habor, and he was rushed from the bar, from the pit, referring to the jail. V'yigalach v'yichalef simloisav, and he shaved his hair, and he changed his clothing. All because of Kovid Malchus, since he was going to come before the king, before Paroi. V'yovoi el Paroi, and then he came to Paroi. Let us see the Rashi's inside. Zok Rashi, Vayehi Miketz, Kitagumai, like Targum says, Misoif, at the end, V'chol Loshen Ketz Soifu, whenever the Torah says Ketz, it means at the end. The Mefarshim discuss why specifically over here in this Pasuk does Rashi see fit to explain the word Miketz. This is not the first time that the Torah is mentioning the word Miketz. We find in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Dalet Pasuk Gimel, Vayehi Miketz Yomim, and it was at the end of days, Vayovei Kain Mipru Adomo Minchol Hashem. So we see over there the word Miketz. Also in Parshas Lech Lecha, in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk says, Miketz Eser Shonim L'Sheves Avram Be'eretz Kanan. Over there Rashi did not either explain the word Miketz. So why is it specifically over here that Rashi wants to tell us what the word Miketz is? V'ayin in Sifsei Chachamim and Maskelo David, who explain the reason why it is said over here. So Rashi al Hayar, Kol Shar Nahorois Einam Kruyim Ya'irim. All other rivers are not called Ya'irim, which means man-made canals. Chutz Minilus, except for the Nile. Bibnesha Kol Ha'oritz Asuyim Ya'irim Ya'irim Bidei Adam. Because the whole land of Mitzrayim was made man-made canals toward the Nile. Vinilus Oile B'Secham, and the Nile would overflow into them, Umashka Oisam, and irrigate these canals which led to the fields. L'fisha'en Gishamim Yoredim B'Mitzrayim Tadir, because rain does not regularly fall in Mitzrayim Kishar Arotzois like other lands. Yifois Mare, Zakrashi, Simenhu Limei HaSoiva, this is a sign for the years of plenty. Shabriyos Nirois Yafezu L'Zu, the Briyos will look nicely at each other. People will look nicely at each other. She'ein ayin beriyot tzara b'chaverta, the eye of one person will not be jealous of his friend. That's why the dream says Yifois Mare, referring to how people will look at each other during the 7 years of plenty. Maskel David asks, V'chiloi kodam Yosef lifnei Rashi liftar es chalom Paroi? Did Yosef not come before Rashi to interpret the dream of Paroi? Yosef is the one who is interpreting the dream of Paroi. Why is Rashi telling us now what the dream means? And secondly, we do not find this point mentioned in Yosef's interpretation. So where did Rashi get this point? Maskel David answers that if you look further on in Pasuk Yud Ches, when Paroi is relating the dream to Yosef, he does not say Yifas Mare, but rather changes it to Yifois Toyar. What's the difference between Yifas Mare and Yifois Toyar? If you look at Rashi in Parshas Vayetze, Perik Chavtes, Pasuk Tezayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin, concerning the beauty of Rachel, it says, for Rachel Hoysa Yifas Toyar Vifas Mare. And Rashi says Yifas Toyar is referring to the form and the features of the face. Yifas Mare is referring to the appearance and the color of the skin. Paroi actually dreamt that the cows were Yefos Mara. They had good color. But he was embarrassed to tell Yosef that the cows had good color, because that's not the way to describe a healthy cow. Rather, you speak about a cow that he is solid, he is strong, he has strong bones and a big body. That's really referred to by the words Yefos Toyar. His form is nice. And that's what Paroi changed Yefos Mara to Yefos Toyar when he related the dream to Yosef. Yosef only interpreted the dream according to the way Paroi told it to him. That's why he never interpreted the words Yefos Mara in the dream. That's why Rashi is coming now to tell us the interpretation of these words, Yefos Mara. Yefos Mara means that the Briyas will be Nirois Yafes Zulazu, the Ein Ayin Beria Tzara Bechaverta. Rashi has to tell us the interpretation of this point, because Paroi never mentioned Yefos Mara to Yosef, only Yefos Tayar, and therefore Yosef never interpreted this part of the dream. Zot Rashi Ba'ochu, and they grazed in the swamps. Ba'agam, in the swamps. Merish Belaz. Kemo Yishke Ochu, it grows in the swamps. Vidakos Basar, thin flesh. Tinbash Belaz. Lashon Dak, it is an expression of thinness. Vatechalno, and the bad cows ate the good cows. Simin Shetehe Kol Simchas Asoiva Nishkachas Bimei Harov. This is a sign that all of the happiness of the good years will be forgotten during the years of hunger. Here too, Maskil David has the same question. Why is Rashi telling us the interpretation of the dream? Maskil David offers a similar teres to what he said before. Because when Paroi related the dream to Yosef, in Pasuk Chaf, when he is discussing the bad cows eating the good cows, concerning the good cows, he just says, Eis sheva haporeis harishonos habarios. He only mentions barios to Yosef. Over here in Pasuk Dalet, we find the Pasuk says, A sheva haporeis yefois hamare vahabrios. It says two things, yefois hamare and brios. Therefore, Rashi is explaining, what significance is there that the bad cows ate the yefois hamare also, not only the brios? Rashi says, Yefois hamare is referring to the simchas hasoiva. Not only will you forget the good years, but they will also forget the happiness that took place during those good years. Yosef did not interpret that part of the dream because Paroi never told him Yefois hamare v'habriyos concerning the achila, only the briyos. Zot Rashi bekona echod, toidel belaz. Zot Rashi beriyos, the stalks were healthy. Shinish belaz. Ushidufois, halaydish belaz. Zot Rashi ushikifun kudim. Targum says on the word Shidufois kadim, ushikifon kidum, which means chavutois, beaten out. Lashem mashkoif, the word ushikifon mentioned by Targum, is the same as the word mashkoif, a doorpost. Hachavut tomid, alideh hadelas hamake olov, that is always beaten upon by the door that's constantly hitting it when one closes the door. So mashkoif is the same as shikifon. And that's what the pasuk means, shidufois kadim. That these shibolim were beaten out by the eastern wind. Kodim, ruach mizrachis, the eastern wind, shekarin bisha, that is called bisha. Habarios, shinish belaz. Maskil David asks, why does Rashi have to tell us a second time that brios means shinish? He already said it in Pasuk Hei. He answers, because shinish means healthy and full. When Rashi says earlier in Pasuk Hei, Briyos, Shainish Belaz, he means to say, Briyos V'toivos, they were full and good. But when it comes to Pasuk Zion, you might think that Briyos cannot mean Shainish, full, because the Pasuk says, Ha Briyos V'hamaleos. The Pasuk would be saying, full twice. Therefore Rashi says, no, it can mean Shainish here also. And the Pasuk is just explaining, Habriyos, what does Briyos mean? Maleos, full. And in both places, it means Shainish. So Rashi, Vihine Chaloim, Vihine Nishlam Chaloim Sholem Lefonov. A complete dream was finished, V'hutzrach Lepoisrim, and now he needed interpreters for the dream. Vatiporim Ruchai. His spirit was agitating him. Umitar Feruche. Targum says, Umitar Feruche. Mikash Keshes Besoichoi Kipamoi. His spirits were shaking inside of him like a clapper inside a bell. Nebuchadnezzar, who Omer, concerning Nebuchadnezzar, the pasuk says, "Vatispa emruchay," with an extra suff. Lefishahaya sham shtei pi'imos. Over there, he was agitated with two things: shikchas hachaloim, he forgot the dream; v'halomas pisroinoi, and he did not know what the dream meant. That's why there's an extra tough. But over here, it just says vatipo emruchay, because Paro was only bothered by the interpretation of the dream. He did not forget the dream. Chatume hanechorim b'timei mesim. They heat up the bones of dead people. Sheshoyelim ba'atzomais. They ask the bones. Timei hein atzomais b'loshen arami. The word timei means bones in Aramaic. Uva Mishnah, we find in the Mishnah, bayis shehu mole tamya, a house that is full of bones. Mole atzomais, full of bones. Vein poiser oisam lafaroi, poiserim haya oisam. They did give an interpretation to these dreams. Avaloi laparoi, not to paroi. Their words, their sounds, did not enter his ears. He did not have peace of mind with their interpretations. Because they said, Sheva bonos ata moilid, Sheva bonos ata koiver. You will have seven daughters, and you will bury seven daughters. And the Sar HaMashkim said that Yosef interpreted the dreams, ish kefisroin chaloimai, chaloim haroi lepisroin sheniftaloi, a dream that was fit to the interpretation that Yosef will give later, v'doimaloi, and similar to the details of the dream. Nar ivri eved, arurim harishoim, cursed are the wicked people, she'ein toivosun shlema, that their good is not complete. Mazkirei b'loshim bizoyen, the Sar HaMashkim mentioned Yosef in demeaning terms. Nar shoita, he said that Yosef was a shoita, a fool. The gematria of shoita is the same as nar. Ve'ein roi l'gedula, and Yosef is not worthy to become great. Ivri, he is an ivri. Afilu l'shoinenu eino makir, even our language he is not familiar with. Maskel David says that the Sar HaMashkim was not saying that Yosef did not speak Egyptian at all, because Paray could have asked the Sar HaMashkim, how did you and the Sar HaOifim converse with him if he did not speak your language? Therefore, he is medayik in Rashi. Rashi does not say, afilu lishoinenu eino yodea, that he does not know our language, but rather, afilu lishoinenu eino makir, he is not familiar with our language. He does not know our language fluently like a local person. That's what he meant by saying ivri. He is not one of our people who speak Egyptian fluently. Evet, because of Bini Musa Mitzrayim, it is written in the constitution of Mitzrayim, Shein Evet Moilech, Vloy Loivesh Bigdei Sarim, that an Evet cannot become king nor wear the clothing of the nobles. Ish kachaloimai, each one according to his dream, lefiachaloim, according to the details of the dream, vikarav leinyonoi, and similar to the topic and to what was going on at that time. That's the way Yosef interpreted the dreams. Hei shivakani, he returned me to my post. Who returned me? Paroi. Haniz Kilamala, who is mentioned earlier in Pasuk Yud, when the Pasuk says, K'moshe Omar, the Pasuk says, Paroi kotzav al avodov. Paroi got angry at his servants. Hare mikra kotzer loshen. The Pasuk is an abbreviated loshen. V'le pirish miheshiv. The Pasuk does not say, who returned me to my position? L'fisha ein tzorech lefarish miheshiv. It is not necessary to say clearly who returned the Sar HaMashkim. Misha b'yodri leheshiv. It means the one who is capable of returning. V'hu Paroi, and that is Paroi. And so is the way of all psukim that are abbreviated. Towards the person who is capable of doing it, the pasuk states in vague terms. That's why the pasuk does not have to say clearly that it was Paroi who returned the Sar HaMashkim to his post. Minabar, min beis hasayar. It means that they took Yosef out of the jail. Shehu asuk min guma. It's made like a hole. So is every word bar in the Torah, it means a guma, a hole. Even though there is no water there, it is still called a bar. The question arises, why over here in Parshas Miketz does Rashi explain the word bar when it was already stated in Parshas Vayeshev? Yosef said in Perek Mem, Pasuk Tesvav, Vigam poi lo'asisi ma'uma. Also over here I did not do anything, kisamu oisi babar, that they put me in this bar. Why didn't Rashi over there say that bar means a jail? Maskel David answers, because over there it is simple that the word bar means a jail. Because the pasuk says earlier that Yosef was placed in a jail, and bar must mean the same place. But over here, there's reason to think that bar means a pit with water. Since right after the word bar, the pasuk says, Vayigalach vayachalef simloisav, Yosef shaved and changed his clothing. You might think that the reason why he changed his clothing was because his clothing were wet, because he was placed in a bar with water. You might think that originally Yosef was placed in a jail, and afterwards they put him in a bar that had mayim in it. That's why Rashi is saying, no, that's not the case. Bar over here also means a jail. And the reason why Vayigalech Vayichalef Simloisav, he shaved and changed his clothing, was not because his clothing were wet, but rather Mipnei Kovet HaMalchus, as Rashi says, because of the honor of the king, Yosef was about to face Paroi.